Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
The beatings will continue until morale improves, says the city of Glendale in Arizona. Okay, that's what they did. The city of Glendale City Council on Tuesday warned residents that tax increases are better than the alternative. What's the alternative? Less government? It's better than the alternative. Okay, what alternative? You're going to stop beating me? I don't understand what they are going to raise the money. What are they going to have cops, ticketing everybody? They do some, tell you how bad it is. In the city of Glendale, when you pull up in front of your home on public road there and you park in the street, if your tires touch the gutter or up on the sidewalk, any boom, ticket, okay? All right, well, whatever. And if you're parked the wrong way, let's say you're going, and your daughter lives on the other side, you go in and you park there or something. And, I've been kind of, avoiding this because I know their history. But a lot of people that aren't from Glendale, they don't know this. And they'll go park in front of your house on the wrong side of the street, facing the wrong way. It's just you're parked and it's a residential area. Ticket. Yep, they cruise the streets just looking. That's an easy ticket for them. Okay, so I guess that's what they're talking. That's the alternative. They'll find a way to ticket you. And then they start cruising the parking lots. Oh, I see an out-of-state registration on at this place of work. And who's in there not paying their in-state taxes? You got a job here? It looks like you got a job. You're in an employee parking lot, and you got a Pennsylvania light bank ticket. Then you just ticket. I had this state treasurer on, Carol Springer, in 2003. And I remember we were going on about, the CAFR, alternative books kind of thing. Yeah, she knows. I agree. Yeah, of course. We got, you have the annual budget, but that doesn't list the assets that they have and what their revenue, which is all gone, by the way. So now all this great, we made gazillions of dollars in the stock market and we're going funding forever and whatever and we're going to spend all this money and we're going to retire at, 39 and get 80% of our whatever and then we'll get another government job with our buddies here and we'll retire from that and we'll get 2-3 dip in the pension and I'll be rich sitting on my butt when I'm 65. Then all of a sudden, all the pensions go away. They start cutting them. Well, it's official. Stockton, California, filed for bankruptcy. No. Now what? What's the first thing they do? Well, where's the real money? All the money's in the pensions. And a lot of it's gone, when the stock market went down. Because, the governments and municipalities across the planet, they're the ones that owned most of the stock market. You didn't know that, did you? Well, who's invested in it? Where's the money? It's in all the retirement stuff. Now, everybody's money on the table now. Everybody all in, it's ours now. We're going to do it again. Stock market's going, it's better get back in. Everybody all in again with ours too. I'm going, wow, man, when will you learn? And, silver's down. I mean, it dipped into the 26-something, 25, whatever. I'm going, what did we say? When it hits below 30, back up the truck. When it hits 25, back up two trucks. Okay? I'm just like going, yes. And why is it down? Nah, I'm manipulating. It doesn't matter. But I tell you, it's because the dollar is stronger compared to the euro. But we're just as bad or worse than them. It's just, which dog has more fleas? Well, you know, the ticks are sucking them dry anyway. So City of Glendale, I thought that was, you know, Pal Gamble, senior editor of Freedom's Phoenix, he sent this to me. I put it up, but, you know, Pal's the one that sent it to me. And he goes, man, you just got to read the first sentence. You know, warned residents that tax increases are better than the alternative. And what was interesting in, I think it was 2001, two round in there, the election cycle for mayor, Elaine Scruggs, that she's not going to run this next time, but she's mayor now, Elaine Scruggs. We had a friend of ours, a Second Amendment guy, was all about Second Amendment. They were being buttheads, and we got that taken care of. But he ran for mayor against her. And we had a bunch of art done by Scott Beezer, the guy that does the Freedom's Phoenix e-zine covers. And did until recently, his wife, they just found out she has advanced lung cancer. So, you know, Scott, in our prayers, even if you're atheist. So what happened is he did some artwork for that campaign. And there's so much stuff. We did several pieces of artwork just to, you know, make fun of her. Then we put it all in manila envelopes and had a bunch of packets with all this information and stuff that we put in the lockers, went to all the fire stations. Again, because she's endorsed by the police and fire. Well, it's really the firemen's union. The firemen are usually, you know, fairly good guys. They come when you want them. So we put, you know, GlendaleFirefighters.com, or they had .org, and we got .com, or they had .com.org, whatever. And we put it out there, and a message for, and we put that up, and they'd go in there, and it was all this campaign. The entire campaign was focused at the Glendale firefighters. Why? Because we knew that that was where their strength was. They had the manpower. They were bribing them, giving them an 8% increase in whatever, and building new things for them and all that kind of stuff. So we made them the target. And all of these cards and everything that we had done, we put in these packets, and we knew it was going to, you know, just permeate that culture. You know, we did it for that reason alone, was a good enough reason for us to do it. So we had fun with it. Well, the whole concept was is that she was a dominatrix, you know, whipping the taxpayer. They have Glendale has these monuments at the border that goes in. They're probably, I don't know, 15 feet high, and they're made of stone, and it's kind of the Glendale City logo, and it's just this big monolith, you know, concrete thing. Well, we had cartoons of taxpayers hanging, like, you know, in a dungeon on these monoliths, and her in her dominatrix black mask outfit and a whip and her high, you know, thigh-high leather boots and, you know, beating the guy. And we're just like, you know, you dominatrix. Well, I think that might make a resurrection. Bring those back. Because one of the guys, Keith Sirnick, he wants to run for city council. And Glenn and I go, you know what? We got some art for you. You know, the stuff just keeps coming around. We have a bunch of stuff like that. So we're digging those out, and we'll have some fun with that. So the five-member majority, including Mayor Scruggs, approved a secondary property tax hike and add a two-tiered sales tax rate that exempts purchases over $5,000 from an already approved sales tax increase. What? All right. Well, it seems like they got a bunch of new taxes here. One, they added on another property tax in the city of Glendale. Yeah, I want to move to Glendale. And a two-tiered sales tax rate that exempts purchases over $5,000. Well, there's already another approved sales tax increase. So this other one that they do is a two-tier. When it gets over $5,000, it doesn't kick in this additional tax that they did. Wow, man. You know, cow milking. The secondary property tax increase, which will be $1.68 for every $100 of assessed value. Wow, that's a lot. Wow, will appear on residents' bills in October, while the sales tax will have customers pay 2.2% on large purchases rather than the 2.9% increase approved earlier this month. Sales tax hike is effective in August. Wait a minute. They got another 2.2 above a 2.9 they just did? You know, wow. Let's move to Glendale, Arizona.
This is Charles Goyette, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Dollar Meltdown, so you can learn how to protect yourself and your family. Now, you can audit the Fed. You can end the Fed. But why not start by ignoring the Fed? Visit DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's Don't Tread on M-E-M-E, Fashioning the Silver Economy. A meme, a contagious idea that spreads within a culture, a spontaneous order. Nowhere is this more evident than in one's free choice in that most marketable of commodities, money. Let us Austrians use wallet voting. Don't Tread on Meme, the leading craftsman of silver dime trading cards, as well as some offbeat liberty-themed apparel. Follow the history of the dime card outreach at onceuponadime.info and get a silver calculator app at whatisthiscoinworth.info. Boycott an empire of theft. Build a society of consent. Don't Tread on Meme.
Negotiation isn't just something union leaders and sports agents do. Your entire day is a series of negotiations. If you have young children, you know that. In fact, your kids can teach you a lot about negotiating with grown-ups. According to the world's greatest negotiator, Herb Cohen, author of You Can Negotiate Anything. Herb says that kids understand the process of decision-making within an organization. When one parent says no, they'll ask the other. And Cohen says children persist and persevere. And like smart negotiators of all ages, kids know that no is an opening bargaining position. With money and attention so scarce now, effective communication skills have never been more important, especially if you're a job seeker. For more tips, hit survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland Cook.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
If you can't listen to the Liberty Radio Network's internet streams, free satellite channel, or radio affiliates, no worries. You can listen to LRN.FM from any phone, anywhere. Add this number to your phone, 760-569-7753. It's a long-distance call, so make sure you're familiar with your phone's calling plan. The Liberty Radio Network listen lines are locked on our stream 24 hours a day. Call 760-569-7753. That's 760-569-7753.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
You can watch the LRN Studio Cam and chat with other listeners anytime at cam.lrn.fm. That's cam.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Donna Hancock on the road again in Columbus, Ohio. We're on our way to Decatur, Texas today, and maybe we'll get there tonight or tomorrow or till when, because we're on vacation. So this, you know, one thing I want to do after a vacation like this is working one. I mean, you know, I'm like, can we take a cruise? You know, let's go do the, you know, a $500 a piece 4 or 5 day cruise, Mazatlan, LA, and go and be pampered and lay and, you know, feel the smell the ocean breeze kind of thing. You know, I've done a couple of cruises, and I tell you what, you know, they're an inexpensive, cheap way of, I tell you, you know, just a few nights of staying on the road pay for a cruise, and you get your meals. So I'm going, okay, you know, we'll look at that. So here we have, you know, and it goes on about Obamacare and about all, you know, it's blah, 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 all these tax increases. I mean, I could spend a whole show on this stuff. But the bottom line is of course they're going to say that they can do it. That's why they call it, it's a tax. And then what is it about Roberts? They said, it didn't even say it was a tax. They made, excuse me, the argument that a penalty. Well, he goes, well, you know, a penalty is a tax. Yep. Taxes or penalties? I'll give you that one. So are penalties taxes? Whatever. Because they say they can. And this is what Butler Schaefer, Professor Butler Schaefer, he's a law professor. He writes on Lou Rockwell a lot and he's a good friend. And he was a mentor and professor for Mark Victor, my partner in the Freedom Summit. That's how I know Butler and Jane, his wife. And what they did is they, he's always talking about, look, the Constitution is whatever they say it is, because who gets to determine what the Constitution is? The government. Oh, well, they got black robes and they're, you know, and they go around doing whatever, but, you know, it's, they're just the government. Where do you think they get their pay from? You know, who do you think picks them? You know, the government. The government. Because they're bad. And they say, you know what? We say, yep, it's tax. And we can tax you into oblivion. Because. All right. Yeah, so that's, it's going to be more and more and more fees, more fines, more penalties. And who's going to do it? The guys that are reliant upon that revenue to maintain their job and their pensions, law enforcement. The guy with the guns. All right, we'll just go through a lot of the headlines here in no particular order. I got a bunch of them pulled up here. Fukushima radiation at record high. The owners of the Fukushima plant reported that the lethal levels, 10,300 millisieverts an hour, I guess that's bad, were 10 times higher than the levels at Fukushima's number 2 and 3 reactors. Workers cannot enter the site. And we must use robots for the demolition. There is a, this radiation thing is a lot. I knew there was a problem when they turned off the radiation detectors in the Pacific Northwest. They, you know what? We're just not tracking it anymore. Okay, we're just livestock. I don't care. You know, you get, and they, spiritually, you're out there buying. Are you one of those that went and bought a Geiger counter? Is that being paranoid or prudent? You know, and why, and really, are they chastising them because they're envious or they just don't want to do it, you know, and that people know what's going on. So I'm just, you know, who do you believe, man? Cable news. Yeah. Well, that was, you know, that's one. Somebody wrote an article. I read it yesterday. It was good. It was on Freedom's Phoenix. And he's like, the fast and furious decline of media. Well, the point there is, I mean, of course, he had some words that are like, yeah, well, you know, what's replaced them is Drudge and you know, them liberal politicians. And all, so you can kind of see he was kind of this, you know, Republican thing. But he was making all the good points. You know, the whole point of media is that you have the confidence of your readers. And with the Internet, it's like a 16-year-old kid in the back of the classroom in, you know, 10 seconds, a teacher, mandatory youth indoctrination camp leader is sitting there going, blah, 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 and they go, blah, 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 BS, BS, I call BS, it's all BS. And he texts, you know, the wiki link or some link, what are the teachers talking about to all his friends in the classroom, and within 15 seconds, everybody knows she's up there lying. You think it's any different to people at home with the, you know, a lot of people, heck, I don't know anybody that doesn't watch television. They don't have a computer on the coffee table. You know, you got your laptop there. You got your tablet. You know, so you go, I don't really, is that true? Nope, liars, next channel. So when they go on about the lowest ratings of CNN in 21 years and everything, I'm going, what? They went from, you know, 6 million to 4 million? Hell, I'm like 6 million. That's it. That's only 300 million people, and they got 6 million. We're so worried about what they say and or do. Screw them. You know, there's more people watching skateboarding YouTubes than that. So I'm just, you know, I they just don't count. They want you to think they do. You know, it's all in your head. Germany's caving in over bond buying. Okay, here we go. Bank aid after Italy and Spain threatened to block everything. Now they're going to block anything. All right, here we go. On Thursday night, Italy and Spain plunged the European Union summit into disarray by threatening to block everything unless Germany and other Eurozone countries backed their demands for help. Mario Monti, the Italian prime minister, celebrated the agreement. reached in the early hours of Friday as a very important deal for the future of the EU and the Eurozone. It has nothing to do with the individuals or the people involved or who's going to be, taken advantage of in this, and children being indebted for, like, ever, you know. And not them, you know. Sooner or later, whenever you create a collective, whenever you create an entity, it becomes more important than the reason you created it. Here you go. You know, is it there to defend individual rights? Is it there to protect the people? Is it there to provide prosperity? Is it there to do anything other than just keep being there? You know, how do they keep it being there? I don't know. Let's find out. He could not resist reminding Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, that Italy had also won on the football pitch by defeating Germany 2-0 for a place in the finals of the European Cup. Seriously, we're talking about soccer here. That's a double satisfaction for Italy. You know, then they go on about percentages. This is what was happening. Blah, 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 blah. Their financial situation is so bad that, one, they don't have any money. They need money. So what do? They sell bonds into the market. They sell bonds. Nobody wants to buy them. So what do? They got to crank up the interest rate to the point that where somebody would take the risk. 30-year treasury bills in the United States are going for 2-point-something% return when you got an inflation of, like, in reality, it's probably double digits. I don't know what, 8%, 12%, you know, whatever. It's a lot more than 2-point-whatever percent. I can guarantee that. So if I lend long-term, I go and I buy these treasury bills, you know, they do it because they think it's kind of, you know, it's more, I'm going to park my money over here for a little while, you know, probably less of a chance to be seized. I might be able to get it later. It's a little bit more liquid, you know, whatever reason. I don't know. So they go and they say, because Europe's bad, so we'll take the money from over there. We got to put it somewhere and put big giant chunks over here. U.S. government will take it as a, you know, investment on. But then you got all the regulations and the taxes and everything, and even gets more. You have to return. Is there some tax advantages to buying it or something? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, do the math. But I'm telling you, it's got to get to the point to where, you know, 2% and something in an environment that has inflation way many times that, why the heck are they doing it? They got their own reason. So they go ahead and they invest in that. Well, in the early 80s, when they did this 30-year treasury in the United States, you go look at it, 30-year treasuries, U.S. treasuries. And in the 80s, it went up to like 15, 16%. So somebody would buy them. Oh, you got to pay back that interest. Oh, we need to change this where we can just print money. Well, Spain and Italy put them out there. Nobody wanted to buy them. They got to put them up at big interest. They never going to be able to pay that back. Everybody knows, well, they know they're not now anyway. So they need to have some kind of deal done. It's a bailout. European Central Banks, again, Germany capitulates.
When I signed up for the Free State Project, I was excited by the prospect of moving somewhere with other people that had liberty as a goal. When I got here to New Hampshire, I was stunned by the great weather and the natural beauty. The Free State Project is helping to move liberty forward. Want to be involved? Call 888-377-2515 now to learn more about the Free State Project. That's 888-377-2515 or visit freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.lrn.fm. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network when you shop at Amazon via shop.lrn.fm.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you can go this way.
You can't do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
This summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation.
which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Did you know that you can listen to LRN.FM 24/7 via our free-to-air satellite channel? From Mexico to Canada, our signal covers nearly all of North America. All you need is a view of the southern sky, an affordable receiver, and a dish as small as 30 inches. There are no monthly fees. Learn more at sat.lrn.fm. Plus, if you're a broadcaster or want to be one, this is a good delivery method for our content. See our coverage map and get details at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm.
Agents of the state are threatening your freedom. Become a free agent and take it back. Google FR33 to get connected with other men and women around the globe who are united against state aggression and who are committed to not violent revolution, but peaceful evolution. It costs nothing to rally others to your causes by starting websites, creating and joining groups, and more. Stay up to date on the global movement for liberty by reading, watching, and listening to reports from our growing network of free agents. Free agents who work to achieve a free society can receive points for various activities which can be redeemed for gear such as clothing, cameras, and more. You can directly invest in the projects you care about right now so that free agents can get the valuable support they need. States are going to fail, so get off the sidelines and join other free agents on the front lines of freedom today by visiting fr33agents.com.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence from Columbus, Ohio. I think it's Columbus, Ohio. And we're just going to go through some of the news. Here we go. Last half hour here. We'll just go through some of these. And there's, I'll just start. We'll start all the way over here. I'm going through all of these. You know, here we have, this too big to fail mentality. And I tell you what it's going to bring about. It's on RT.com, they have this one story about capitalism to be replaced with socialism 2.0. And in this environment that you're having, capitalism is to blame for all our problems. Well, you know, it's a corporatism, man. It's just melding of government and corporations to the point you can't tell the difference between the two. That's the definition of fascism. You know, that's what's going on here. So here you have these guys that are, you know, a Belgian politician and author and the head of the Workers' Party of Belgium. These guys, they love the fact all this is going on because we need to, you know, get a handle on what is the real solution. You know, in their mind, the root of the ongoing crisis is overcapacity in production. You're able to make too much goodies. You know, we need to, you know, kind of have a control of production so we have control of prices, so we have control of the people, so we have control. It's all about control. You know, a real free market is the control, and it's free. Oh, yeah, and there's a market left over. So is that going to be a solution? Is that going to, they'll mouth the words and they'll talk about it, but no one on the planet will do it because in a free market, it's the market that's in charge and no central plan. Well, if you don't have a central plan, you don't have central planners. And all these guys, hey, we're the best central planner in the world. We want our turn. We want our turn. Wow. You know, who's going to teach us about, you know, capitalism again? Is it going to be communist China? I mean, seriously. Well, and what are they doing? Oh, now, you know, they're in the news. China's first female astronaut and two other crew members emerged smiling from a capsule that returned safely to Earth Friday from a 13-day mission to an orbiting module that is a prototype for a future space station they want to do. And by the time they get their space station, they're going to have their space station go up right when the International Space Station retires. It's done. And what the hell were they doing up there anyway? You know, my life was made better how? What? 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 You know, they stopped the shuttle flights. Had to rely on private to do that. Oh, and the other, you got, you know, astronauts up there going, We're dependent on the reliability of the Russian space program to come save our ass. Okay, I vote not. So it's just, it's so craziness, craziness. And the best that we can do is, you know, kind of breathe this out. I mean, you know, we just, you know, we have kids and grandkids, and we just kind of point this stuff out. So this show, I mean, I'm not here advocating, you know, we're going to go, you know, storm ramparts. I don't, why? So I can be in charge of the ring? I don't give a crap. You know, I'm just, you know, look at what the ring's doing. Ring bad. Indiana police SWAT, wrong home over open Wi-Fi network. And what happened was there was somebody who was using somebody else's network, you know, their home network, one good reason here to secure it at least a little bit, because somebody is in there, an apartment complex or whatever, and they're just, you know, forum, going on the forum and saying all kinds of bad stuff, you know, they're bad. And then, okay, oh, here comes the SWAT. Oh, we got a goodie. We're going to get the media involved. All right, we're going to get everybody coming on in. This is Evansville, Indiana, last week. The officers investigating specific threats made in an online forum. Well, you know, what? I mean, a SWAT team? Really? Seriously? Got to bust in? And they were so confident, okay? And this video aired later. You go on Freedom's Phoenix, it says Indiana Police SWAT wrong home over open Wi-Fi network. And it has a video there. Here is the media. They got eyewitness news going in. They throw in flashbangs and they bust in. There's an 18-year-old sitting there watching the Food Network, lounging on his couch. They bust in, smash in through the door. Hut, 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 hut. You know, oh, wrong guy, sorry. I'm going, wow, man, wow. And then you think they do a little bit more investigation. They needed that. You know, it was just show. Well, it just showed what buttheads they are. All right. Well, whatever. So this Germany, you know, Spain thing, we're back. And, you know, this is what's going on. Under the deal, the Spanish banks will be recapitalized directly by allowing €100 billion in the European Union bailout to be transferred off of Spain's balance sheet after the European Central Bank takes over as a single currency's banking supervisor at the end of the year. All right. The European Bank, Central Bank, I guess, is taking over a lot of the debt. Spain is part of the European bailout before bailouts, had $100 billion that was on their balance sheet. And they go, look, man, this bailout that we did, well, it didn't work. It kind of pushed it off a little bit. And now it's on our balance, and we're going down because of this load of debt that we have. We need this debt off of us. You know, somebody else take it. Okay. Or not. And they say, well, then we're out. You know, somebody take it or we're not. It's all in name only. So what do they do? Same thing the Fed's doing. They'll just print money. They'll just, you know, take this debt, move it over here all of a sudden, and pass it and put it on the taxes of whatever. And they'll sit there until they can find a way to have it as an excuse to extract money from the members, the citizens of each of the Eurozone. And if the European Central Bank, like the Federal Reserve, starts taking all this, said, you owe us this money. You who? Well, the citizens of these different countries. We need to have us a European tax that will go to pay this off. Well, they probably have some European tax thing anyway. So they got European regulations, European this. And that was a story that was written. Doug Casey did an interview story that we had up that Doug Casey research posted. You know, we appreciate Doug putting some of the stuff up on Freedom's Phoenix. I think it's very cool. And the point that he was making is he's going, look, you know, this is it's just going to keep on keeping on, keep draining more money, more excuses to take more. There's nowhere to go. We are watching Atlas Shrugged play out. You know, here he is reading, guys. I was reading David Galland's report from Portugal last Friday that the European Union forced the Portuguese to destroy half of their fishing fleet. Not because there was anything bad, dangerous, or wrong with the boats, but because they were too good and the Portuguese were too successful as competitors. It's life imitating Atlas Shrugged. He also said that most of the oranges grown in Portugal are either thrown in the trash or trucked to Spain, where they can't be eaten but must be made into marmalade, which is then sent back to be sold to the Portuguese. Apparently, about half of the chickens in Portugal are about to be executed, just killed, not eaten, because they were raised in conditions the European Union doesn't consider appropriate. The list goes on, and the madness is happening all over Europe. The proposed austerity measures will change absolutely nothing important. At best, they'll just lengthen the economic agony. Instead of austerity programs cutting back marginally on the salaries of public employees and national pensions, all these hordes of Eurocrats should be summarily fired and their agencies totally abolished. The markets should be liberated. And individuals should plan for their own retirements. They should behave like adults, not children who spend today with no thought for tomorrow, as state-sponsored entitlement benefits encourage them to do. So he goes on and on about different, you know, how the equivalent of the Roman Empire and what happened with it and Diocletian and how he tried to control everybody. And, you know, control is easy. I mean, a conqueror is easy. Control is not. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And they're trying to control every aspect. And it's, do they think they're going to be successful? I don't know. I mean, for somebody. I mean, there's some collectivists at the tippy top that's going to get whatever in the name of. And how do you fight against this stuff? So the thing is, they're going to Doug, you know, well, where do you go? Well, he's got his six-star resort, we're, you know, hiding out in Argentina place. And what do we have? Gerald Celente was on the show in the first hour, and he's going, hey, man, I was, you know, traveling around Central America, and so I can't find any place. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to be left alone. There's no, I mean, I'm going to make a stand here. All right, a lot to be said for that. Seems like the world's getting really, 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 really small. The government's getting really, 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 really big. But you know, in the end, freedom always wins. It just gets messy first. Well, you know, we need to survive the mess. Just keep breathing in and out. More headlines when we come back. And on Doug Casey's advice, just be a world tourist. Keep traveling. You know, have your residency here, your business here, your accounts there. Just, you know,
uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now, there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the years has already happened.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas in your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs. To assist you in doing so, you'll find resources at promote.lrn.fm, including details on how to get a free bumper sticker, quarter-page flyers you can print out and distribute, banners for your website, as well as files that will allow you to make your own custom banners and graphics. Visit promote.lrn.fm and help bring new listeners to the Liberty Radio Network. That's promote.lrn.fm.
Take control of your money today and do it with style. Young Austrians are right now fashioning the silver economy. Would you like to take part? You'll find all the tools you need at DontTreadOnMeme.com. Don't Tread on Meme is the only place where you can get your hands on silver dime trading cards with the most unforgettable designs, like Clint Eastwood's Fistful of Silver Dollars, Murray Rothbard, Enemy of the State, the Ron Paul Lovolution, and the cover art of George Orwell's book 1984. Download the free calculator app from the iPhone or Android markets and get up-to-the-minute silver spot prices at your fingertips. And hey, we're all Austrians now, so why not express your passion for silver and promote the ideas of honest money with Don't Tread on Meme's clever apparel. Boycott an empire of theft. Buy silver. Trade with value. Build a society of consent. Do it all at DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's DontTreadOnMeme.com.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at LRN.FM.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence from Columbus, Ohio, on the road. Donna and I travel in the country talking to peoples and getting an idea. You know, and really it comes down to simple questions. We talk to business owners and you go, all right, you know, if I came here and I wanted to open business, what I got to deal, what I got to know, what didn't I know, and what's different over the past few years to open business? And they go, yeah, don't do it. You know, I can't take it anymore. They're hanging on by their fingernails everywhere for everything. And then there's one more clipboard, one more shiny badge, one more. It's like it's on purpose. Either really that stupid. They're just, you know, sitting there. You take an ice pick to the golden goose, sooner or later they stop laying eggs. I mean, FYI, you know. So I'm just going, you know, what is it? Are they looking? Is there somebody up top doing? Are they just that stupid? Or it's just totally out of their control? They figure they can just suck off of the ingenuity of individuals forever? Yeah. You can take one more. It's just a little bit more. It's just a one more itty-bitty baby 0.5% tax. A little. You know, that's one thing I bring it up every now and then. You get this program when you're a young Christian, you're going to church, and they want to put you in Crown Ministries. You got to take classes, how to get out of debt, and it's how to, you know, and they put up this chart, and so much goes to this. And, of course, the big thing they want is the 10% going to the church. They want to get their tithe. And that's what the motivation for this is all about. But then, and the taxes, and they put it down like 10-15% or something. Immediately, I'm going, who the heck are you kidding? Now, you know, the taxes, all the everything that I make in sales taxes that goes down, and income tax, and corporate tax, this tax, that fee, God forbid I have business, and you're putting it down 10-15, you liars! Liars! Okay? So I'm right off the bat. I don't have nothing, you know, hear what they have to say. So here we have the greatest financial collapse the world has ever seen. This is King World News, a blog that Glenn Jacobs, he's a good friend, writer for the a magazine stuff, real smart. Oh, and he's coming to Phoenix. He's doing a show. He's Kane of the World Wrestling thing and so on. Go out and whip somebody's butt. He's good entertainer. I mean, big, you know, 6'9", 6'10", well, tall guy jumping from the top rope, you know, 40-something years old. That boy's got skills, you know, and the guy is, you know, and he hits the gym every day. You know, the man, teddy bear. Smart. And he's coming into Phoenix on July 20th. And then he's has a show in Tucson on Saturday. So drive down there, then drive back and do a show in Phoenix Sunday. So my son-in-law, he'd been a big fan of his since he was a kid. So one time he had an opportunity to go, you know, hang. He went to dinner, and he brought a bunch of his friends, and man, they're little kids on the edge of their seat. It was amazing. And we can't go anywhere with him without somebody recognizing him. It's amazing. I had no idea they had such a large market. So he has a lot of, you know, young men that are, you know, his little kids, know who he was, and big fans. And you know, the average age is probably in their 20s at these big, and they're a show, man. I mean, they put on a show. And it's fun. We had a good time. But he's going to be staying over at my home on Friday the 20th, and we're going to have a big party. So everybody back in Phoenix, partay July 20th. You know, Glenn Jay, I told him, you got to give, you got to do your 15, 20 minutes, you know, give people a spiel on what you think's going on. Because he's a smart guy. I mean, he pays attention. The boy, Austrian economist, and he has his home. It's all, you know, he runs it on solar. Of course, he does it into the grid. And we're going to be doing, trying to get some battery backup stuff by the time he gets there and go, no, 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 no. So anyway, we're working on that. Now, he put up this story. Talk about the financial crisis, and it's Egon von Gertz is whoever he is. He's a King World News, one of their guys. And one of the money quote here is, almost every single major country in the world is bankrupt. And no one has the tools or a plan to get these countries out of this crisis. So countries will go bankrupt by default or by printing excessive money. This situation will continue to get worse and ultimately lead to hyperinflationary depression. Then you have the banking crisis. The banks are insolvent, and they are also in a liquidity crisis. And this is, again, worldwide. There is no way the banks will be able to survive this without massive assistance. This is a banking crisis of the magnitude which will amount to trillions of dollars. And if we take the whole of the derivative positions, it could be hundreds of trillions of dollars because of the counterparty risks. The third crisis is the economic crisis. Every single country is suffering tremendously, and economic figures are continuing to deteriorate, whether it's in the U.S., in Europe, China, or Japan. This crisis will also lead to a depression. Any of these three crises is sufficient to bring the world down because they are not just in one country, they are worldwide. And he goes on. But that's the money shot right there. And any one of these things could do it. You put them all together, got food. I mean, you know, so this is, the truth from which I'm operating. So, I mean, you know, you get blindsided by a bunch of stuff. I remember Peter Schiff talking at an event one time, and he goes, you know, before you might have been forgiven for not knowing and they kind of keeping it from you, but there's enough information out there just by pushing a button saying, I just want to know something about something, and you don't have an excuse anymore. No excuse. And then they're doing, you know, stupid stuff. I mean, this is just a side effect of this kind of mentality. You have the Bloomberg administration is now moving against popcorn and milk. You know, they want big gulps. You know, it's illegal. I mean, they're even going to tax it high. They're just like, no, you can't even get, you know, soft drinks over a certain size or something. And they're sitting around, you know, talking, and members of the board are sitting there. They got press around, and they're discussing. And this guy, Bruce Vladek, which is one of the members of the board, and he's like, hey, you know, I think the movie theater popcorn sizes are too big. You know, that's bad, too. We should ban that. Man, you want to piss off my wife, Donna? You start banning big popcorn. That'd be a bad idea. Of course, she fills the bucket up with the butter and then sees how much popcorn can go in there. But, you know, she eats pretty healthy. You know, she's in good shape. You know, she's at a good weight. She's an attractive woman. But dang it, man, she wants her one thing, and that's popcorn buckets. You know, add a little popcorn to her, you know, I wish I was butter. So, man, you want to get her going, that's one way to do it. Then this one story, this really one we'll probably end with. I was like, you know, this is scary. I'll just read it to you. World's first genetically modified babies born. 30 genetically modified babies were born containing DNA from three parents. It is believed genetic modification can be used to create certain superior characteristics, but some say it is messing with nature, not to immediately resort to Godwin's law here, but I can think of a few people who had the same idea. Yeah, Yeah, they were called Nazis. This is, eugenic. You know, this is not a secret. You think people with money aren't running to, what'd they call that movie? Gattaca. Gattaca. Yeah, with Uma Thurman and whoever he was. And this is I'm like, wow. And you read the story and what they're doing, how it came about is, and it was done in New Jersey. Nobody even knew this. It just came out that they had 30 babies. You know, this has been going on. And what it was, there was something wrong with the woman's egg that it wouldn't accept the sperm because it missed some kind of mitochondria that was to be part of it. So it missed a gene or something. So what they did is they pull some of the genetic material from the egg of another woman, inject it into that egg, and then had it fertilized with the husband's sperm. So it developed. Well, of course, when the baby is born, they check it and they see that there is DNA from three people. You know, it's where does it go? I mean, do you pass a law? You say no, can't do it. You know, now you got different laws. Then you have. I just saw last night. I was testing the audio in here. You know, on the, I have a different computer. My other one's starting to have funky things with the audio. So I bring this one in, and I go, all right, I'm testing it. And I said, I'll just go to YouTube and just play whatever, videos up there at top just to see if the sound's working. Well, one of the popular videos they had up there is some guy playing the new Spider-Man video game. So he's in there playing the video game, and he's walking, okay, we're doing it. It's a new video game. The whole video game is about, blending species together. Well, of course, they got robots inside this company that recognizes blended species. We're going to go after them. They want to go after Spider-Man because they can sense that he's like a blended species guy, right? He's a good guy. Spider-Man's good. He's good. Peter Parker, good. Well, they have these others in this lab and all these, mixed scorpion people, goat, rhino, men, crap everywhere. It's like, what was that? Dr. Whatever's Island? I remember this like a 50 movie when I was a kid, 60. I'm going, wow. Yeah, Dr. Moreau or something like that. I'm going, if you can think of it, they're doing it. They're going, yeah, Jurassic Park. We're going to be taking dinosaurs and putting them with alligators and get T-Rex out there and, mammoths and elephants. They're doing, of course. Heck, we'll just make up new species. We'll just go ahead and pull down Petri dish and dial and type in and see what this does.
Why did you?